Pray, okay, and bring our requests before God. You know, I want us to take a look at Psalm 66:18, and it says this. I'm going to start actually in 17. I cried out to him with my mouth. His praise was on my tongue. If I had cherished sin in my heart, the Lord would not have listened. But God has surely listened, and he has heard my prayers. Praise be to God, who has not rejected my prayers or withheld his love from me. You know, prayer is not about just asking God for the things that we need. It's also about allowing God the opportunity to search our hearts, to reveal anything that's within us that's not pleasing to him. And these things lead us to repentance. In Psalms 139:23, it says, "Search me, God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there are any offensive ways in me, and lead me in the way everlasting." When we come to God in prayer, we come with open hearts. And before we ask God to move in our lives, before we bring these requests to him, I just want us to take a moment to allow God to search our hearts. For us to examine our hearts where we are. You know, that we're coming with open hearts, ready to confess, ready to repent, reconcile, and most of all, surrender. And if we need to forgive someone, to forgive them. And this prepares us to hear from God and depend on him in every situation. And it's about removing anything that stands between us and God. And sin stands between us and a holy God. So before we pray, we're going to take a time of reflection. And I want us to just take a look at our hearts right now. And pray with humility and repentance. As we go through the rest of this night, we want to make sure our hearts are ready to receive what our Lord has for each and every one of us. So the worship team is just going to play some music, and I want us to take time to examine our hearts and look inside our hearts. Let the Lord search us.
guys, I want to encourage you, please keep praying. Stay in this place that you guys are in. You're welcome to sing with us if you want to, if that is part of your prayer, but you are so welcome just to keep diving in. So Lord, we love you, and we just give you this time. Thank you. Pastor Craig request, and so for those of you guys that are familiar with it, help me. This this is what a friend we have in Jesus. And yes, yeah, see, you guys got it. And then just a heads up, after this song is done, we're going to keep singing for a little bit, but there's not going to be words on the screen. So don't look back at the guys in the back. It's not their fault. It's intentional. And I'm just going to keep reiterating, you guys are so welcome to sing with us if you want to, if you know the words. And the whole point is we're preparing our hearts. And so that is not always done through the words that we're singing, but just in the time that Craig challenged you guys to be reflecting right now. And so keep doing that. Keep talking with the Lord. He loves to speak to us, but sometimes we don't make room to listen. And so I just want to encourage you guys, this is a safe place to do that. Life can be so busy, so hectic, and this is such a good time that we can just set down all distractions and as one body, as one family, get together.
My This is my surrender. And I will make room for you to do whatever you want to do whatever you want to. And I will make room for you to do whatever you want to do whatever you want to. Here is where I lay. You want to.
Yeah, it's good to be in this place, isn't it? It's good to be in a place of surrender to the Lord. To welcome the Holy Spirit into our hearts. To welcome Him into this place tonight. That's why it's important to make sure that we examine our hearts. To get rid of any unconfessed sin, any unforgiveness, so that we can just welcome the Lord right in here tonight, right into our hearts. It's good for that, isn't it? It refreshes our souls, strengthens our heart and our faith. I know for me personally, I needed it. Because there are things that I do, I'm just like everybody else. I have sin in my life. And it's good to call on the Lord and just say, Lord, I am a sinner. And I need your grace. I need your forgiveness. Because we all do things. And I say it like this, we all do stupid things and we all get the stupid prize. But we have a God that forgives us and is there for us. And tonight, He's present tonight. We can feel His presence. And that's why we just want to make room for Him. We just want to make room for our Lord. Clint, did you have something you wanted to say? Embrace it all. Amen. Take it all in. The presence of the Holy Spirit. There's no better place than to be in the center of God's will and experience what He's doing in our lives. And tonight we're going to pray. We've already seen some people come up. But as we get started, Father, we thank you for the opportunity to look at our hearts and to surrender over to you, to confess any sins, any unforgiveness that we might have so that we would have clean hearts to worship you tonight. And we welcome you in this place. Fill this place with your glory. Fill our hearts with your Spirit. Father, we love you and we praise you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. If you would, you can take a seat. Thank you so much for being here. You know, as we get started, I just want to have a question. I have a question for us as we get started. When you pray, what are you actually praying for? And many of us, we kind of pray a general prayer, don't we? It's kind of general, right? God bless my family. God bless the food or our church, or God be with me today. And these aren't wrong prayers by any means. They're good prayers. But Scripture teaches us to become more intentional and specific in our prayers. And tonight we're going to talk about praying with purpose. And we're going to be, if you have your Bibles, we're going to be in John chapter 17. And we're going to start this teaching tonight because it's going to prepare us for what Jesus teaches his disciples in Luke 11. And we will see that this weekend, in the weekend's teaching. And prayer is not first about getting something from God, okay? Prayer begins with wanting God. It's a desire to have God. And when we truly desire God, we begin to hunger for His presence. In Psalm 42, that's the heart behind it. It says this, "As a deer pants for streams of water, so my soul pants for you, my God." Before prayer becomes a discipline, it begins with a desire. We pray because we desire God. We want more of God. And we shouldn't just simply want a better prayer life, right? We shouldn't just want a better prayer life. What we should want is a deeper personal relationship with God. So ask yourselves, do I want God? Or do I just simply want what God can give me? It's easy to pray when we need something, isn't it? It's easy to do that. But a growing prayer life, we learn to seek God Himself, not just the provision. We seek Him before we seek the provision of His hand. Because prayer is about a relationship. And God invites us to bring everything we carry each and every day to Him. And we carry a lot, don't we? All of us do. But sometimes we treat prayer like a spiritual 911 call, don't we? God, I have a problem. Fix it. But prayer is like preventive maintenance before emergency maintenance. It's about having a relationship with God and walking with Him. And there's nothing wrong with bringing our problems to God. But prayer is so much more than asking God to fix things. It's about communion with Him. It's our dependence on Him. It's our worship like we worshiped Him tonight. And it's also about listening to what God says to us, seeking His direction. The goal of prayer isn't simply to get God's hand on our situation. It's to get our hearts closer to God. It's about our heart condition. We don't have to carry our worries, our needs, and our concerns alone. God invites us to bring them to Him through prayer. And that's exactly what Paul teaches in Philippians 4:6. He says this, "Do not be anxious about anything." Anybody anxious in here? You know, I was just talking to Pastor Ryan about that because, and Cindy can attest to this because I tell her all the time, I just am anxious all the time. And I don't know why. I just have this anxious feeling always. But it says, do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. That sounds like an answer to anxiety, doesn't it? Bringing these things to the Lord instead of hanging on to Him and carrying them. Intentional prayer gives our prayers direction and it gives them purpose. And there's a difference between God bless my family and praying specifically, praying, Father, I want to specifically pray for my daughter or my son. Give them the wisdom in the decisions that they're facing. protect them from temptation, and draw them closer to you. Specific. One is general, and it's okay. The other is praying with purpose and a target. And targeted prayer does a couple things. It identifies who we're praying for, what we're asking God to do, and why we're praying, and how we desire God to work in these situations, and when we need to continue to pray. And Jesus modeled this perfectly. This is what Jesus says. Let's look at what he did. That's where we're at in John 17. And I'm going to go over a couple of the verses. In John 17:17 says, after Jesus said this, he looked toward heaven and prayed, "Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son, that your Son may glorify you." Jesus prays to be glorified. And then in verse 6, he says, "I have revealed you to those whom you gave me out of this world. They were yours. You gave them to me, and they have obeyed your word." Now Jesus prays for his disciples. And then in verse 20, it says this, "My prayer is not for them alone. I pray also for those who will believe in me through their message." Jesus is praying for all believers. Jesus was praying for you and I back then. He was praying specifically for us as believers. Jesus did not pray randomly. Jesus prayed purposely. He prayed for himself, his disciples, and he prayed for each and every one of us. Jesus didn't just simply say, "Father, bless everybody." He didn't give it the shotgun approach. You ever seen the shotgun approach if you're at work, most of the time the shotgun approach comes because somebody did something wrong, right? Everybody. We don't want to pray like that. It's okay to, but we don't want to pray with that. We want to pray like Jesus did. Intentional and specific. Because God cares about the details of our lives. And he invites each one of us to bring those details to him personally. You know, we just looked at James, finished the book of James, and in James, it talks about praying for wisdom, right? Talks about praying for healing. And we just heard about that this weekend. Praying for specific concerns, for physical needs. Praying for provisions. Bringing specific needs to God. In Matthew 6:11, what does he say? It says, "Give us our daily bread, our daily needs, our provisions each day. Pray for protection. Pray for spiritual strength." But prayers also consist of intercession. And intercession is standing in the gap, standing before God on behalf of others. And that's what that bowl is. And the men, that's the group that they're in, is called standing in the gap. They're standing in the gap. In 1 Timothy 2:1, it says this, "I urge then, first of all, that petitions, prayers, intercession, and thanksgiving be made for all people." God can use our prayers to touch someone else's life. Prayer isn't just, "God, help me." Prayer is, "God, help them." And tonight, we're going to pray. We can specifically pray for certain needs. I know there are people in here that need different things. And I want us to go ahead and pray for them. Take the time now. I know there's people probably that need healing. Or what about a restoration within maybe a marriage or their family, a prodigal coming home? Or what about maybe a new job? Someone's looking for a new job. We want to lift them up in prayer. We don't want anybody here to carry their burdens alone. We want to carry them with them. So at this time, we're just going to open up the floor. And if it gets quiet in here, it's okay, all right? When it gets quiet, allow the Holy Spirit to speak to each and every one of you. Let Him move on your heart. But if you have a prayer, if you have a need, because before we close, we are going to pray for some specific things. But right now, I want to open up the floor. If there's something that you need, something that you would like to pray for, please, let's go ahead and do that at this time. So we're just going to put on a little light music. Let the Holy Spirit speak to you. And if you need prayer or you have a prayer, please pray it out. You know, I just want to take this time right now just to pray for our church. You know, we're in a season right now where we have a new pastor and his family coming along, and we want to lift them up in prayer. We also have a season going on where we're getting ready to possibly start an expansion on the building, and that there's things that need to happen. So, Father, we just come before you. We lift up our pastor and his wife and his wonderful kids. Father, we ask that you would just fill them with your Holy Spirit, that they would find favor when it comes to selling their house and when it comes to buying a new one, Father. There's a house that they're looking at, and we're going to specifically ask that you would put that house on hold for them, that you would go before this, that as a congregation, as the body of Christ, if there's a mountain that needs to be moved, that we would pray mountain-moving prayers on their behalf until the mountain is moved. Father, we thank you for the opportunity to continue to advance your kingdom here in Sebastian. There are different things that still have to happen, but you know each and every one of them. We don't need to know. All we need to know is the God who knows them and the God that will go before them. Father, fill us with your Spirit.
Knows that something better. He's a believer, Lord, and he's drifted. But this does not define him.
Yes, Lord.
His faith is shaken, and he's having a crisis. And I would ask that you would meet him where he is and strengthen him. Lord, I would ask that you would break his grip that alcohol has on his life. Surround him with people who will speak truth to him, encourage him, and hold him accountable. Toxic people away and out of his life. They're enabling him. story is over.
Yes.
You saved him once, and you saved him for purpose. Let him know and discover what that purpose is.
Yes, Lord.
Father, there still is hope. There's still a way forward for him. Your grace is greater than his failures and our failures. And your love never abandons us, and it surely hasn't abandoned him. Give him strength for today, so that he may sober up to a point where his blood alcohol level lowers so he can receive the treatment that he needs. That is the first step in this process for him. Give him the strength to face those tremors that he knows is coming, that sickness that he has to battle. I ask that you give him wisdom for tomorrow and the willingness to surrender the struggle to you. And one day, take it one day at a time. And I pray this all.
Amen. Amen. Help him receive that hope that only comes in you, Jesus. You know, as we started out the service, we prayed about confessing our sins. You know, and that's what Jesus does, right? That's the first thing Jesus does. Jesus wants to take care of our spiritual needs. He wants to forgive us of our sins. And then he can go into the physical, right? And we confessed our sins this evening. And I know that tonight, I just feel it, that there are people in here that need a healing. And I'm going to be bold about this. You know, I would ask you to stand up. So we could pray for you, but I'm just going to be bold because as the body of Christ here, we all want to pray. I want to pray specifically for that healing for you. So if there's someone here that needs a healing, a physical healing, or even a spiritual healing, I want to ask you to come forward right now. I'm going to be bold. Come forward. As a church, as the body of Christ, we're going to pray over them. Thank you, John. And I'm going to ask you guys also, for me, continue to pray for my healing as well. Come on forward. You know, there's no better place to be than in the Lord's house with family, right? Have your family intercede for you. Is there anybody else? If you guys would, come on forward. Come forward. Let's pray for them. And if you're going to stay in your seat, that's fine as well. Just reach your hands out to them. Come on in here, Lily. Come on in. But there are people that need physical healings. And we're called to pray for them. It says, if you need healing, call on the pastors, the elders. We're calling on the body of Christ right now. And if you need an anointing right now, we can anoint you. Would you guys like to get anointed? Would you like to be anointed tonight?
Yeah.
I'm going to go ahead and anoint you. It's James, it says it in James, right? We're going to anoint you. We're going to set you apart for that. I'm going to anoint all of you in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. If there's anyone else, if you would, could we just have someone just pray out? I'll start us, and then if you can, just pray out. Father, we thank you for the boldness of these people, knowing that they need prayer. Most of all, they need you. So, Father, we ask that you would just heal their bodies, whatever is going on. Father, we have set them apart according to your word. And we're coming boldly before the throne of grace, asking for healing for each and every one of them. So, Father, we ask that you would just fill this place with your Holy Spirit. Fill them to the overflow so whatever's going on in their lives, whatever illness, whatever sickness, whatever it is, that your Spirit would push it out of them, they would be healed. And if there's spiritual healing, Father, heal them. in the name of Jesus Christ. We come before you. We don't do this, any of this, in our name or our power. It's all about the name above all names, the only name that can heal, the only name that can save, Jesus Christ. So just pray out, guys. Just pray.
Downtrodden, Lord God, they've been asking you so long for a touch. Let them feel your touch this evening, Lord God. The end of the race is here. The answer and the finish line is just a step away.
Yes, Lord.
They have taken that step tonight, Lord God, believing in you, believing in what you can do, the Alpha and the Omega.
Yes, Lord.
And in the end, our great healer. Our provider. Lord, give it to them right now, we pray, Lord God. Touch them in the way that they seek your face. They seek your face and your touch and your healing this evening, Lord. Change the direction. The race is over. We put it at your feet and praise your name for that.
Thank you, Lord.
Heavenly Father, there is pain. You would convict us all to embrace your salvation, embrace your love, and embrace what you have for us. In the name of God. Heavenly Father, we slip and slide. We worship under. Father, I ask that you would lead.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, thank you, Jesus.
Every bondage, every chain, it's broken now, it's finished. And your word says that we are healed in the name of Jesus by your blood. So we pray for this healing for these people who have stood up in faith, knowing that you will heal them, Lord God.
Yes.
We just thank you so much for your word, and we stand on your word because we know that your word is truth. And so we just say right now today, thank you for each and every person here, and continue to pray to use us for your kingdom, because what we need to do is to go out and be the body of Christ outside of the church. So use us, guide us, direct us, lead us, give us wisdom, direction, so that we can do that for you, with you through us, not us, you through us, Lord Jesus, in your spirit. And we just thank you for this time together, for this church, for the pastors, for each and every person in this room. And I just praise you and thank you and pray and stand on your word, knowing
yes, Lord.
That we stand
yes.
As a mother and a friend for the salvation of those, for my son, for his girlfriend, for the salvation of my friend's family, her everyone in here knows that.
Yes, Lord.
So we pray that we can be a good example. Through us, they can see and feel the love, to not be judgmental, to not condemn, just to show them your love, Christ's love. And we just thank you for that in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. God, I come up here for prayer for an imbalance, but it doesn't stop me from praying for others. So, Lord, I stand in the gap, and I pray for those that have come up, Lord, in faith, God, that you will touch them right at the center of their need, God, that you alone, Father, you know exactly what the needs are of each and every person that stands up here. And I just thank you, Father, that as it was prayed, it is finished, that you will bring this healing to a completion, Lord, as we step out in faith and we put our trust in you, God. We thank you, Father, even though we have doctors in our lives, tests that get run, we thank you, Father, for the wisdom of those people, for the knowledge of those people.
But
when it comes down to it, you are the physician. You are the healer. And so, God, I'm just going to pray faith, God, that you will touch the condition of each and every person that stands up here tonight. In the precious name of your Son, Jesus.
Yes, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Father God, just thanks for Pastor Craig for stirring the water tonight, Lord. That healing power that only you provide. Thank God that you have Jesus, you have a short memory. The only one that's pulling up the past in our minds, and we're all sitting here with things thinking that sin is a bad thing. It is, but it's separation from as we know that as believers, Lord, we just ask that you pour out your spirit, not only through the church, to our church family, everybody here tonight, not just coming to get something tonight, but also to bring their best into the storehouse of worship and prayer. And for Lily stepping forward, and for John and all of our other guests tonight, Lord, and everybody that's in
thank you, Jesus.
Need, Lord, it's not to be ashamed, thinking, oh, I don't want anybody to see me walk up because I have a real need, and I don't want anybody to know my problems. Yes, we do. God does. Mm-hmm. And we do. Don't make it just personal between you and him. Bring it forth that we can all be a petition for it.
Yes.
We love you for it. In Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Father, you're so gracious. We come to you in Jesus' name and by the power of the blood that he shed on the cross.
Amen.
It serves to keep us through every trial. Every illness drives out sin in our lives, oh God. We don't ever want to be separated from you. God, we need you closer. Teach us to run to you, oh God.
Yes, Lord.
Teach us to
thank
run
you, Jesus.
To you,
Father
to
God.
The rock in the
yes.
High place, oh God. You are a strong tower to us in the day of our trial and tribulations. Father, but right now, for those that are suffering in their bodies, Lord God, we pray
yes, Lord.
That blood will come down from the cross. Mm-hmm. It was shed for a purpose. That purpose is to heal our bodies, to heal our minds from the lies that the enemy has put into it. For the things that the world has taught us is right, but is totally against what you want. Father, cleanse us from everything that the world has put into our heads. Help us, oh God, to reach for you are the only truth in this world. You're the only truth in this world. So, Father, I pray now for every cell and every body here.
Yes.
That those cells would come into the right place where God has meant for them to be. That inflammation and wrong enzymes, wrong things, Father, that you will just put those things back to where they belong, where they're supposed to be. They will come into agreement, oh God, because it is your work that has accomplished this. God, we have the power to do absolutely nothing but to turn to you
Amen.
In our total
yes.
weakness and acknowledge that you are the God of all gods and the creator of the universe
yes.
and the creator care of our bodies. Oh God, you have are alone are the physician to heal us. We trust you, oh now God, because your word can never fail. You can never fail. It is not in your nature to fail. You cannot do it. And we trust you, oh God. There is nothing as sure in this whole world as what you have done and who you are. We will give you every praise, oh God. We will give you every glory, oh Lord, for everything comes from your good hands to us. Thank you, mighty God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Keep us, oh God, from presumptuous sin. Keep us, oh God, wanting more of you each and every day. Open our mouths to speak your truth when the opportunity calls for it, when the Holy Spirit calls for it, Lord. Help us to be willing to witness, oh God, to your grace and truth. Mighty Lord, you're good. And each one of us represent a family. Each one of us represent a tribe. Lord God, use us to reach out to those around us. Your light is easy to see in a dark world.
Thank you, Lord.
Mighty God, bring us totally into your kingdom, so that we might walk in newness of life and faith. Renew our minds. Renew our spirits and our hearts, oh God. Draw us ever closer to you. Help us to walk in the ways of the King and the Shepherd. We just thank you, mighty Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
You have done all this for us because of your great love. And we trust you, and we'll give you all the praise and the honor for every glorious thing that's going to happen out of what's been raised to your throne tonight, oh God.
Amen.
We just thank you, oh God. Hearts are filled with the love for all that you do for us.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Almighty God.
Thank you, Jesus. You know, as we get ready to close, we came before the throne of grace. We confessed our sins. We examined our hearts. We prayed. We've interceded for other people. We want to keep the enemy at bay because the enemy is always there. Temptation is always there. So, Lord, we ask that you would just help us when it comes to temptation. Fill us with your Holy Spirit. Give us guidance. Give us direction. Father, your people came tonight with confession and repentance and forgiveness in their hearts. They prayed to the only one who can answer those prayers. And Father, we interceded on behalf of the body. As we get ready to leave, if there's anyone here that still needs prayer, we're not leaving. We want to be respectful of people's times and stop right now. But if you need prayer, I want you to know that you can still stay here and we'll pray for you. Father, help us to be aware of your presence. In Jesus' name we pray. And as we get ready to leave, I just want to leave you with this blessing. And you guys should know this blessing by now. Right? So if you know it, say it with us, right? May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord turn his face towards you and give you peace. God bless you guys. Thanks for coming. And if you need prayer, we're still here for you.